This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 7th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm as we head into the evening. Clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv make for a pleasant night ahead. Cooler breezes are expected in Haifa, offering some relief. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, earlier today, Israel enters a tense weekend as four fronts edge toward escalation. Strikes in Gaza have slowed significantly. Meanwhile, Lebanon's ceasefire is under strain, and forces in the West Bank are stretched thin. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier this hour that Israeli strikes in Syria pose a threat to stability. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan condemns these actions, stating that Netanyahu does not want peace. Also this hour. From Mariv, the Houthis have stormed Yemen's oil regions. They attacked Yemeni army bases in Marib and Al-Hazm, resulting in 17 soldiers killed and 11 civilians injured. Separately, I-24 News reports from earlier this hour that Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan have signed a mutual defense pact. This agreement treats an armed attack on any one country as an attack on all three. And finally, Forward reports an hour ago that Israel is revoking entry permits for U.S. activists involved in the West Bank. This action follows increased scrutiny over foreign involvement in the region. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, posting just minutes ago, highlights the signing of the Mecca Joint Defense Agreement. This pact expands military cooperation among Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan. Open Source Intel, an analyst covering the conflict, wrote 26 minutes ago that Turkey views any attack on Saudi Arabia or Pakistan as an attack on itself. Middle East 24 reported 28 minutes ago that Pakistan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced the signing of this major tripartite security pact. The agreement positions these countries as a counterweight to the Abraham Accords axis. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tensions on Israel's multiple fronts. Ynet reports that while strikes in Gaza have sharply decreased, the situation remains volatile. Lebanon's ceasefire shows signs of weakening under pressure. Forces in the West Bank are feeling stretched, raising concerns about regional stability. The implication is clear. Diplomatic efforts are crucial to prevent further escalation. Turning to the claims by Turkey's foreign minister, the Jerusalem Post explains that Hakan Fidan criticized Israel's actions in Syria, Gaza, and the West Bank. He argues these moves threaten regional peace. This rhetoric comes amid broader geopolitical tensions, highlighting the strained relations between Israel and Turkey. Meanwhile, the Houthis' assault on Yemen's oil regions marks a significant escalation. Mariv details that the attacks on Marib and Al-Hazm involved missiles and drones. The loss of soldiers and civilian casualties adds to Yemen's humanitarian crisis. This development could disrupt global oil supplies, affecting international markets. The new defense pact between Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan is a significant geopolitical shift. I-24 News points out that this agreement strengthens military ties in response to regional threats. It also signals a strategic alliance against perceived adversaries, reshaping power dynamics in the Middle East. In a move impacting international relations, Israel is revoking entry permits for certain U.S. activists. Forward reports this decision follows increased scrutiny of foreign influence in the West Bank. This could strain U.S.-Israel relations, especially over civil rights and diplomatic protocols. On the economic front, first, Katech discusses the need for Israeli entrepreneurship to adapt to climate change. With challenges like clean energy and climate mitigation on the horizon, startups are encouraged to tackle these pressing issues. Separately, Mariv Business reports on the potential Hormuz tax by Iran. This emerging plan could allow Tehran to control shipping routes and collect tolls, threatening global trade stability. And finally, from Walla Business, El Al has doubled its net profit to $132 million despite regional conflicts. Even with flight restrictions and fuel price spikes, the airline increased revenue per customer, showcasing resilience in challenging times. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.